Thank you. Last week, I did get from members that all members have received the copy of analysis from the researcher. Now, today we would like the researcher to take us through the analysis of this. We did get earlier the National Treasury had briefed us about the third quarterly report. But we did indicate to them that we would like to see a situation where those officials who are responsible for clusters are allowed to present to committees. It's much, much easier than when a senior person comes and summarizes everything. But today we will allow the researcher to take us through. One other aim of this session is to ensure that when we invite departments for hearings on the third quarterly expenditure, at least we have taken that as this collective. But I must indicate up front, honourable members, that we have tried to be proactive at the same time to identify some of the departments that we think that they need to be invited. But then the committee will either endorse them, or if you feel that one department has been should not have been invited, we you have every right to say so, or a department that should have been invited they are not invited, we add and then we invite them for hearings. This week, I think this is the only meeting that we're going to have for the week, so that and then next week, which was meant to be a week for oversight, we will use it for those hearings. We will give departments enough time to prepare, and at our strategic planning meeting, we had agreed that departments must present their presentations 3 days at least before coming to us. I think that then, Tibelo and Darren, when you invite departments, the letters must indicate that we would want to have those presentations before the department come to present to the committee. Otherwise, they will not be allowed to present without having submitted in time their presentations. Without any much ado, honourable members, Mr. Long, you're very far from me. Please come close to me, or next to Honourable Mbili, or yes. No. Don't hide yourself there. I want to read this. Yeah. Okay. I hope that the honored members, you have the copies of the researcher and the original copies if you have from National Treasury. Mr. Dunn, we are in your hands.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. I am going to take you through the presentation, which is basically a summary of what we have done as an analysis document which is this one. If I were to put everything that is here in this document in the presentation, we're going to have about 20-something slides. So I've tried to minimize that into a summary by just zooming into the very critical issues that I want this committee to look at in terms of the deliberations and dealing with the departments during the hearings. I've just singled out the issues that are critical in the presentation. But the more detailed information is on the analysis on this committee. As the chairperson indicated earlier on that we had selected some departments for hearings. Those departments are selected based on the table, table one and slide number two. We had selected earlier on about 11 departments which had reported a huge under expenditure in the 32nd report in the third quarter. Well, in that table, you have a Department of Communication, which has spent 45.15% at the end of the third quarter. Statistics South Africa, 50.36%. Department of Water Affairs, 61.83%. Home Affairs, 64%. Basic Education, 66%. Rural Development, 66%. Health, 73%. Public Works, 71.70%. Police, 72.84%. Defense and Military Veterans, 70.85%, and Justice and Constitutional Review, 70.66%. In slide four, Department of Communication was allocated 2.1 billion for 2010-2011 financial year. The department has only spent 955.2 million, or 45.15% at the end of the third quarter. This was due to the slow spending on transfer budget in the following programs. First program is ICT Enterprise Development, where 0% was transferred to ESCOM.
Telkom.
0% was also transferred to South African Post Office, SAPO. 0% was also transferred to National Media Institute of South Africa. 0% was transferred to Universal Services and Access Agency of South Africa. 0% was also transferred to SABC. 0% was transferred to Channel Africa, 0% was transferred to Public Protector, and 0% was transferred to Centec for digitization and digital terrestrial telephone. This means that these funds were allocated but not transferred. At the end of the third quarter, these funds are going to be transferred in the fourth quarter. When they are transferred in the fourth quarter, it simply means that there is a potential of the much spike in this department due to the fact that these funds were transferred at the last quarter of the financial year. The second program is ICT Infrastructure Program. The under expenditure in this program was due to the following programs. 0% was transferred to .za, Domain Name Authority. Only 46% was spent on capital assets of this program. Presidential and National Commission Program. The under expenditure in this program was due to the following areas. Only 53.04% was spent on compensation for employees. Only 37.94% was spent on goods and services. And only 13.93% was spent on capital budget of this particular program. On the next slide, focuses on statistics for Africa. The state SA was allocated 2.1 billion for 2010-2011 at the end of the third quarter. Only 1 billion or 50.06% was spent. The under expenditure was due to the slow spending on the following programs. The survey operations programs only spend at the end of the third quarter 26.16% on current payments and capital budget. Only 13.59% was spent on goods and services. Only 2.60% was spent on capital payments. The under expenditure under this program was due to the under expenditure on current payments, which has got two categories, goods and services, as well as compensation for employees. So the most under expenditure was identified under goods and services, which was 13.59%. The reason for under expenditure in the power program was due to the delay in finalizing Census 2011 project. It was also due to the software license, which were expected to be paid in the fourth quarter. Second program, corporate relations. Most importantly, even though under expenditure has been reported,
in the overall budget, Chair. We're saying this program has overspent in the third quarter. We're saying, Chair, 80.09% is already spent on compensation of employees in this program. 83.50% is already spent on goods and services. 199.29% is already spent on transfers and subsidies in this program. 1,116.67% is already spent on capital budget at the end of the third quarter, Chair. This, Chair, is an indication that certain funds have been shifted from other programs to actually spend these to finance these particular areas in the program, because these funds were not budgeted for, some of them. You can't spend more than 100% budget without really moving funds around from other programs. And remember, it's still the third quarter. The next slide speaks about water affairs. The Department of Water Affairs was allocated 8.2 billion for 2010-2011 after the adjustment. At the end of the third quarter, only 5 billion, or 61.83% has been spent. The under expenditure was due to the following programs. Administration program of the department, only 58.26% was spent in the current payments, due to 59.29% on compensation of employees, and also due to 51.79% on goods and services. As I've indicated in the own chair, that the current payments are divided into two categories. They include the goods and services as well as the budget for compensation of employees. So if you have underspent current payments, surely it might be one of those two categories, or it's both of them. So in this case, it's both compensation of employees as well as goods and services. In the regional management program, Chair, 0% was spent on water operating subsidy, and only 34.29% was spent for infrastructure grant. Only 23.28% was spent for EPWP incentive for working for fire. Only 61.50% was spent for EPWP incentive for working for water. Chair, the annual expenditure in this program is very concerning, because these grants are really intended to actually contribute towards the fight against unemployment for government programs. So if you're going to underspend on this grant, it simply means that somebody is sitting at home, is not being employed, whereas he's supposed to be employed, he's supposed to be working. The reason for under-expenditure was due to the unfilled funded post for technical engineering and scientific skills, delays by service providers to submit invoices for goods and services. For me, these reasons are not enough. The department still needs to explain more. And the next slide deals with the Department of Basic Education. Department was allocated 6.1 billion after adjustment. At the end of the third quarter, the department has only spent 4 billion, or 66.03%. The under expenditure was due to the slow spending on goods and services in the current payments. Only 28.02% was spent for goods and services in the support and monitoring programs. An amount of 7 billion was shifted from this program to administration. Only 28.63% was spent for goods and services in the teacher and education human resource development program. An amount of 10 million was also shifted from this program to administration. Only 35.51% was spent on goods and services and planning, quality assessment and monitoring program. Part of the under expenditure was also slow spending on transfer budget. Only 1.1% was transferred from the administration program. Only 38.48% was transferred from the curriculum, policy and monitoring program. Reason for the underspendure was due to the unspent 10.1 million allocated for United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organizations. Secondly, it was due to unspent 8.0 million allocated for tertiary secondary school. The next slide, Chair, deals with the Home Affairs. Due to the unspent 80.0 million allocated for technical secondary schools, yes, technical secondary schools, this grant is a grant for recapitalization of technical colleges, technical secondary schools, those schools that deal with the technical skills. It's a grant, so it was not spent by the department. Then the next slide deals with the Department of Home Affairs, which was allocated 5.8 billion. In the 2010-2011 after adjustment. The department has only spent 0.7 billion or 64.29% at the end of the third quarter. The under expenditure was due to the following programs. only 57.64% was spent for current payments in the administration program. Only 54.29% was spent for current payments in the immigration program. Part of the under expenditure was also due to slow spending on transfer budget. Only 56.16% was transferred to departmental agencies. Only 62.11% was transferred in the administration program. The reason for under expenditure was due to unspent fund for accommodation and contractual monthly commitment for who I am online, which is WAWO. It's who I am online. Secondly, it was due to the amount of debt outstanding for suppliers for previous years. Thirdly, it was also due to local system, which cannot split provincial civic and immigration expenditure. So the system does not capture the two different expenditure in different categories. It just groups them together under one category. So then reflect as an overexpenditure, whereas it does not belong to the system of the immigration program, expenditure program. Due to less transfer being made to IEC, they've only transferred about 50% of the budget that is supposed to be transferred to the Independent Trade Commission as of now, Chairperson. The next slide deals with the Department of Rural Development, which has allocated 7.3 billion for the 2010-2011 adjustment. At the end of the third quarter, the department has spent 4.8 billion or 66.50%. The under expenditure was due to the slow spending in the following areas. Only 57.80% was spent on goods and services in the registration program. Only 53.27% was spent in the geospatial and cadastral service due to slow spending in the composition of employees and goods and services. Only 48.61% was spent in the rural development program due to slow spending on composition of employees again and goods and services. Only 51.38% was spent in the land reform program due to slow spending on composition of employees and goods and services. Okay. Part of the end expenditure was a slow spending on transfer budget also. Only 11.77% was transferred in administration program. 130% of the budget has been spent in the restitution program for land claim settlements. This is 30% more than the available allocation. Yes. No, it's above 100% of the budget. It's above by 30%. So it means, it simply means that we cannot remember certain amount of money has been shifted into, has been taken from other programs to actually finance this, because it's beyond the allocation now. It's beyond 100% it was budgeted for. And remember, it's still the third quarter, not even the fourth quarter. You would expect such things to happen at the end of the third quarter. But now, if things are happening, these things are happening during the third quarter, it simply tells you that there is a budget a problem, or planning problem, so to speak. Environment and shifting. An amount of 1.9 billion, or 50%, has been shifted from transfer budget in the land reform program to land restitution. Section 43, subsection B, does not allow the shifting of funds from transfer budget to other programs. If you check section 43 of the PFMH, it's very clear, does not allow the shifting of funds from the transfer budget to other programs, because the assumption is that the principle behind that is that those funds are earmarked to be transferred to certain organizations. So if you're going to shift that money, it means certain dependent agencies will not receive their budget, because they've now used it for other purposes. The next slide is Department of Health. Yes, sure. That's rural development. Now, Department of Health, Chair, which is next slide, was allocated 21.6 billion for 2010-2011 after adjustment. At the end of the third quarter, the department spent 16.0 billion or 73.94%. The under expenditure was due to the following areas. Only 17.71% was spent for capital budget in the administration program. Only 18.8% was spent for the capital budget in the strategic health program. 0% was spent for Love Life in the same program. This is a transfer from the department to Love Life. Only 27% was spent for National Health Laboratory in the same program. Part of the other expenditure was also was the slow spending on transfer budget. 0% was spent for Medical Scheme Council. 0% was spent for Health Systems Trust, is HST, and only 58.83% was spent for Medical Research Council to conduct the research. The reason for under-expenditure is was due to the slow spending on hospital revitalization program and also due to the non-transfer of funds to certain entities. You will remember, Chair, that most of the expenditure that is being reported under this department is mainly under the budget for capital assets. That is why they say that, and also under the transfers and subsidies, that's why they're saying that it was mainly due to hospital revitalization, because hospital providers got a grant that needs to be transferred to different provinces to actually cater for the program. And the next slide, Chair, deals with the Department of Public Works, which was allocated $7.3 billion for 2010-2011 after adjustment. At the end of the third quarter, the department has spent $5.2 billion, or 71.70%. The under-expenditure was due to the slow spending in the following areas. Immovable asset management program, 0% was spent for energy efficiency in government buildings. 0% was also spent on Commonwealth War Graves Commission as a contribution to the soldier's grave. Only 50% was spent on goods and services for the same program. Only 49.05% was spent on Council for Built Environment. Only 45.2% was spent on capital payments for the same program. Lastly, Chair, an amount of 25,000 was spent on payments for financial assets without being budgeted. There is no money that has been allocated for this particular category in this program, but an amount of 25,000, Chair, we've discovered that it has been spent at the end of the third quarter. So it simply tells you that it's a continuous of shifting of funds from other programs. Reasons for under-expenditure, Chair, is the lack of sufficient technical and management capacity, the failure of municipalities and provinces to meet the requirements of EPWP performance threshold. The devolution of property rate fund, an amount of $1 billion, was allocated for the devolution of property rate fund to provinces. The department has only spent $1.8 billion, or 170% at the end of the third quarter. This means that the department has spent 70% more than its allocation, Honorable Helder Blom. The next slide, Chair, deals with Department of Police. Department of Police was allocated $53.5 billion in the 2010-2011 after adjustment. Department has spent...
Is it 70% more or 80%?
No, it's 70% more, Chair. It's $1.8 billion. It's 70%. That's how they've reported it, Chair. I'm not sure which sources, Chair, you're using, because if you were using the same source... Okay, Chair, the next slide is the Department of Police, which was allocated $53.5 billion. The department has spent $8.9 billion, or 72.84% at the end of the third quarter. The under-expenditure was due to the slow spending on the following areas. Only 59.62% was spent in overall capital budget at the end of the third quarter. Of note is that part of capital budget was an amount of $19.8 million, which was shifted to defray current payments. And Chair, we've indicated that Section 43 for Section 4C of PVMA does not allow the shifting of capital budget to defray current payments, Chair. Only 67.65% was spent in the overall budget of goods and services at the end of the third quarter. Of note, the amount of $274.1 million was shifted from goods and services to compensation of employees. The PVMA, however, is silent on this one. $6.5 billion was allocated for goods and services in the administration program. I know, Chair, you've got some reservation with regard to the under police, Chair. I know, Chair, you've raised some issues with regard to the budgeting or the allocation rather of the administration program in the Department of Police. However, they've only spent 59.96% at the end of the third quarter, but their budget is $6.5 billion. It's one of the most budgeted programs in the Department of Police. I think there's a need for them to actually tell the committee or explain to the committee how do they define administration. What is the rationale behind this high level of budgeting for administration? What constitutes administration? $1.1 billion was allocated for integrated justice program. Only 21.6% was spent at the end of the quarter. The reason for under-expenditure in this regard was due to the delays in procuring of goods and services by CETA. more explanation is still required in the issue of non-compliance with Section 4C of Section 43 of the PFMA of shifting of funds from capital payments, capital budget to deferred grant payments. And Chair, lastly, we have a summary of findings, Chair. We are saying in a summary of findings, Chair, based on our observation, Chair, from quarter to quarter during the in-year monitoring, there is a lack of action on the committee's recommendations. This results in the recurring findings, which includes vacancy rate, delays, procurement processes. Two, a number of transfer payments have not been made to the receiving entities as at the end of the third quarter, which might lead to the much spike, Chair. DPW, which is Department of Public Works, has not yet transferred incentive grant to some provinces and municipalities, especially those that are still struggling to meet the targeted threshold. However, this grant aims to create labor-intensive employment through job creation and skill development program. There is a culture of non-complying with Section 43 of the PFMA when funds are shifted. This includes shifting of requirements of more than 8% benchmark, which is a requirement of the PFMA. These also include the shifting of funds from capital and transfer budget to defray current payments. Most of the under expenditure has been identified under the areas of goods and services as well as current payments in certain programs. This statement was not supposed to be in this paragraph. So this tells you, Chair, that if most of the under expenditure has been identified under current payments, particularly under compensation of employees, it simply tells you that those vacancies are not yet filled because they are budgeted. There is a budget for those vacancies, but they're not filled. The fact that they have underspending, they have put underspending under current payments, it means that vacancies are not filled. It means that payments for goods and services are not made on time. Lastly, Statistics South Africa has spent more than its allocation for corporate relations program. Of note is that this over expenditure was committed even before the end of the financial year. One, 1,116.67 is already spent on capital budget at the end of the financial year. 199.29% is already spent on transfers and subsidies. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you very much,
Mr. Lama. Honourable members, there is a report. I see Honourable Swart is ready to engage with the report.
Thank you, Chair. You know, we're looking through this report. We can comment quite a lot on this. What is particularly worrying is the fact that there are a lot of items in these budgets that are there for job creation that are just not being used properly, and that are just not, you know. So we're not creating jobs that we should be doing, and which is a priority of government. That's the one thing.
Mr. Swart, I think that it's also supposed to reflect in the findings.
Yes. And the point is, Chair, that we will probably, when we discuss these with the various departments and we call them in, we will, take those matters up with them because it's important. But one thing, and I see it in the minutes here somewhere, which we haven't dealt with, obviously, is the fact that the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities have submitted no Section 32 reports whatsoever. Now, that's not acceptable. We don't know how many billion they maybe have overspent or underspent. They've not submitted reports at all. And I think, it's unfair just to say they haven't submitted any reports and we should now get something. And what they're saying is they haven't got the capacity in terms of staff to do this, to do those reports, but then it should be provided by Treasury. Treasury should then say, because it's there, maybe they should make sure that the money is either underspent, spent, or not overspent. So I feel that I would like to recommend that we ask Treasury to write to us and give us a written report as to what they are doing to make sure that department complies with the PFMA.
Now, thank
you, Chair. Chair, first and foremost, Statistics South Africa, I think the fact is that they are the lifeline for planning all other departments because you need a sound empirical base to have policy and so forth. And Chairman, I really think that the survey operations program leaves a lot to be desired. And the reasons for under-expenditure in this above program, I don't think it's adequate, Chairman. We'd like to get further clarity on that. And then something else which Chairman, is Department of Rural Development. My constituency is a rural constituency. And Chairman, the fact that they say that only 11.77% was transferred in the administration program, Chairman, this is the third quarter, Chairman. I think it's very important that we take note of that. And then the fact is that the restitution program for land claim settlements, Chairman, I think that needs further investigation as well. They say, I mean, this doesn't make sense. They say there that the 130% of the budget has been spent in the restitution program for land claim settlements. This is 30% more than the available allocation. Chairman, I mean, with due respect, you have to follow a set pattern, and I think we need further clarity on that as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Premier.
Thank you, Chairperson. Under Statistics South Africa, we have 1.0 billion. Is it 1.0 or 1. Something?
I think it's 1.0
again, it's not a billion. Hmm? Or is it 1.9 billion?
Are you talking to this document today?
To both. To two books. I'm cross-checking. This one has 1.9. This one has 1.0. Just for correction. If it's 1.9, let it be on both. And if it's 1.0, then we'll just take it as... It might be a mistake somewhere. And then I just want to know about the last two departments which you did not outline like the others. I wonder if it wasn't necessary to do it. The military ones? And constitutional review. I'm cross checking. I'm having this and this document. And I wish that under public works.
Are you taking down those questions?
Under public works, I think public works is very serious because we have on several occasions asked for them to give us explanation, particularly about the Khadisa Chuan, which has spent a lot of money, but we haven't seen anything that they've done, and they always promise to give us a report on the Khadisa Chuan. I wish it appears somewhere. That we, at the end of the day, get a report about them, how the money was used on this program. Thank you, sir.
I don't see that here in any review. Okay.
Let's take note on that question so that maybe when we write to them, we also raise that question that there is this outstanding response from
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think most of our questions will be dealt when we are after the departments in front of us. But if you look at the Department of Water Affairs, a regional management program, you know, only 23.28% was spent for working for fire, EPWP for working on fire. And 61.5% was spent for incentive for working for water. Now, if you look at that working for fire is a very important component for a great lot of our people that's in the rural areas. So I think that is also a question that you have to put to them. Because it is not only in one region, it looks like it's in all the nine regions. Then I also had, but it was already dealt with by Honourable Member Rabi, the thing of the rural areas. I think that that's very important that these two departments must be here for hearings, water affairs and rural development. Of course, it's all about capital programs. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Any more comments? You want to respond to some questions? Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just need to respond before we go further to some of the issues raised by Honorable Mashiko. Even though some of the questions and comments that are made might not necessarily be my territory to comment on, but the department will have to elaborate. Specifically, the question of 1.9 billion, Honorable Mashiko, thanks for bringing that to my attention. It was an error. The budget of the SSA is 1.058 billion that has been spent. The allocation is 2.1 billion. If you check on the first page of this document, on the table, so it might have been a typo error in page 3 of the document, which is 1.9 billion. It's not 1.9 billion. Basically, it's supposed to be 2.1 billion. Yes, Chair. 2.1 billion. Allocated, because yes, because the paragraph says 50.36% of the allocation, so it's supposed to be 2.1 billion. So it was an error. It's an error, Chair. It's an error. We I'll request members to take that out and put 2.1 billion. That's where it's correctly reflected on the table. Yes.
Where
on the table, page 1 of the document, on the front page.
Oh, okay.
Yes, 2.1. And secondly, about the two departments that I did not include, I think I indicated before I said that we have just zoomed in to the most critical ones out of 11 that we had identified. We zoomed into the most critical ones, and I felt that the last two departments, which is defense and constitutional review and justice, don't have much issues compared to these ones that I've put in the presentation. The ones that I've singled out in the presentations, they need much attention. They need attention, special attention. However, as I have not done them in the presentation, but they are still there in the document, which is the analysis. And because of time constraint, I just had to prioritize the nine departments. Otherwise, I was going to end up having a lot of presentation, a lot of number of slides. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, I think when the departments come, we'll get, as research says, we'll get more information. But, Chair, I'd like it if we could look at it in this particular way. See, Treasury is responsible for compliance issues, in my opinion. So how do they transfer monies if there isn't compliance quarterly? Okay? They must come and account to us sections of the PFMA have not been complied with and why they transferred money. The departments must come here and indicate to us their lack of spending in certain areas, what impact has that had on employment, education, health, services. I mean, hospital revitalization program, not done. Hospitals are crumbling in certain areas. We want to know from them what impact that has had. Treasury must tell us compliance. And then they're going to come and tell us, but these things, they're going to change because there's only 2 weeks left of this financial year. They must come and bring us their projections as well then, so that we get a picture of this thing. Because they don't comply with us, these people. The recommendations that we've made previously, we don't get them. So we're going to ask them again same questions about what they're going to tell us. So Treasury must sit there, the department must sit there, they must say why they didn't comply. These ones must tell us what impact their lack of spending has had on government's priorities based on their strategic plan for all their annual performance plan.
I just want to be clear. Have you got examples exactly where you can say here, for instance, they have transferred? Because on those areas where much was allocated for this, and there has not been spending. Though it's not the report is not making clear whether the funds were actually transferred or not, but I mean the report comes from them, from Treasury, and just tells us that there has not been spending on this area.
For example, the one that springs to mind immediately is the one of police moving money from capital to defray personnel. And, that's clearly not correct. If transfers aren't being made, what is Treasury doing with those departments to ensure that provincial departments are complying? The Constitution says if a different sphere of government has not got capacity, must be capacitated to be able to deliver. See, they keep bouncing the ball back and forth between themselves, but they're not getting to the crux of the matter. Why are services not being delivered on the ground? And why are monies, like why are hospital revitalization grants, for example, not being spent? The other transfers for the working for water, working for fire kind of thing. And I'm sure there are numerous other ones that are there, but I think collectively they must come and explain why they're failing to deliver on the ground.
I'm not sure if there's any comment, anyone wants to comment. I think that what we normally do is, if you remember, my comment at the beginning was that the way they presented the report, the way it actually presented the report this time was different from the past, where in the past those officials who are responsible for particular clusters would come and present to the committee. But this time, I think it was the DDG or someone who just presented a summary. And if you remember, we raised it with them that it's not how we want it, because if it is those officials who are responsible, they are able to get deeper with the explanation in terms of what is happening, why is that kind of situation happening or not happening. And they agree that in future they will bring back those people. But I think that what we should do now, when we agree with the department that we are going to invite, the same report of the program will be sent to them, and will request on their side that the relevant officials must also be attend these meetings. We'll give them the timetable once it's properly worked out. Well, honourable members, my comment is just the. Well, I don't want to comment about communications. It's here now. I understand now, if I'm correct, you correct me, that there is leadership now in communication in terms of speeching. I hope there is a PG. The last time they came here, there was no PG, and the expenditure was low. But clearly, they have not recovered from that. They must come. But I don't know if anyone has got the report that was presented by National Treasury when they came to us. If you do have that report, on page 4 of that report, which is about vote 9, National Treasury reported there that there is a grant that they are in charge of called Infrastructure Development Improvement Grant, Improvement Program, IDP. And in that, their report indicates that there's a possibility of an underspending of between 2 and 3 billion in the infrastructure grants. In fact, if I can just go back and read it from the beginning, it says, National Treasury has spent 69.7 billion, 69.7% of its adjusted appropriation. The notable slower spending program is in the national treasury is as follows. One, slow spending by municipalities on the capital project funded by the Neighborhood Development Partnership Grant. Two, slow spending on the in infrastructure development improvement program is due to the drafting of contracts taking a substantial amount of time, provinces generally not meeting the minimum qualifying criteria, and the limited number of appropriately qualified consultants available to provide technical assistance. This is a, there is a possibility of underspending of between 2 and 3 billion in the infrastructure grant to provinces. Then it goes on about delays in the procurement appropriate, blah, blah, blah. But that, to me, the big thing is that they say there's a possibility of that between 2 and 3 billion in infrastructure, which will not be what, because be spent. We have not identified the last bullet, in fact, there, for those who have got the report. It says unfilled positions, particularly in the Accountant General's office, owing to difficulties encountered in attracting suitable qualified personnel, as well as decreased operational expenses emanating from the implementation of cost containment measures, also contribute to projected underspending. That is now in the National Treasurer's office. I mean, you're asking about their ability to monitor and comply, but clearly this report shows that they themselves, their house is not also in order. And I think that, I'm not sure how we're going to go about it. This week is, they are sitting this week. Am I right? Ne? I mean, not this week, next week when we invite them, which means that we can only have the departments in the morning, not in the afternoon. Already, in terms of what we have suggested, the program will spill over to the 29th. It means that next week we've got only 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is a party day. Friday is we're not what we're calling Friday. I mean, some members sometimes got political commitments. But the invitation is spilling over to that day. But before we just come to our program, what are the members' comments? The department that have been invited we have invited the Department of Communications, which has spent 45%. We have invited the Stats South Africa, because Stats of South Africa must, as Dr. Rabi was showing, that there are people who are responsible for monitoring our economy. Now, if they are underspending, not only that, of course, the census 2011, later this year, now they are at 50%. But I noted in the Sunday Times that for a lot of the they've advertised a lot of posts there. I don't know if people did notice. But we have invited them. We have invited our customer, Water Affairs. Am I right? Yeah. We have invited them. We have invited Rural Development with their 130% expenditure. With Rural Development, if you look at the report, the original report that, not the slide that was presented today, but the original report that we were given last week, there are a lot of shifting of funds from this side to the other side, I mean from this program to the other program, in terms of the Public Finance Management Act. Thank you. Section, is it 44? The one that talks about, it's 43.2. Section 43.2 says the amount of a saving under the main division of a vote that may be utilized in terms of subsection 1. Subsection 1 talks, the one that talks about the shifting of funds. It says may not exceed 8% of the amount appropriated under that main division of revenue, under that main division. Now, the departments transfer well over this up to 50%, and rural development is one of those departments. So they will have to come and explain to us. We have also invited Public Works, another sort. We have invited your department. You, in your speech, you had a lot to say about Public Works. But also in the report, what is not clear is the incentive in this EPWP program. The incentive, they have transferred 66% towards the local government. It's not clear what has been transferred to provinces in terms of this incentive thing. And then the last one was the police. The police, you saw the report. But also, with the police, I think that the police... they understand very well how the Auditor General works. Because Auditor General, it needs books, do this, and the police will balance their books to the last cent. But you don't know what is contained inside the budget. The transfers that are there, share funds, things move from one program to another. So, honourable members, I think that then, having said that, I'm not sure if National Treasury, I understand that will be invited to the department that is responsible for monitoring the funds of government. But also, as a department, they've got that huge under expenditure that they are going to make, that of between 2 and 3 billion. And their reports, I mean, the report, this third quarter report, across many departments, is saying no, many funds will be spent in the fourth quarter. So the indication that they are giving to us is that there's going to be a spike, because departments are not able to spend this money in 9 months, but in 3 months' time, then they will be able to spend everything. So I think that's why then it's important. I mean, this is an important yardstick, the third quarterly report. It's an important indicator to us in terms of the state of affairs of each department. So, yes, Commissioner. All right. No, you can
take a quick.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to understand this issue of integrated justice program, because at one level these cluster departments go about blaming each other, where they say we can't do our work because the Justice Department is doing this. Ourselves are not full of our people, they are full because Justice Department isn't doing its work. Because of this style things where people overstay, it used to come out very well where people are arrested and they go to the cells. And instead of being taken to court, they overstay there because the dates, court appearance dates, which are the department, are the responsibilities of justice, I think, is not well done. And somehow it has impact on the police, or the Justice Department doesn't give them dates. That's why somewhere along the line there's some blaming of each other.
Yeah.
They stay for 2 years as trial with and trialist. When they, as policemen, have already submitted documents to the other, to the justice side, to carry on with their work, as a result, will feel that they are not doing their work, whereas it's being hampered by another department. There's something like that, but maybe as they come, we should be aware of that, because they'll be saying that they're doing their work, but the justice isn't doing its work, or correctional services doing is not doing its work. That's why they have this over expenditure, under expenditure, because the wait and trial is stay long, not because of them, but because of the Justice Department. I wonder whether it has anything to do with this integrated justice system or what. Can you explain to us what it actually is? If maybe you have some information.
Thank you, Honorable Mashiko. The program itself is budgeted under the Department of Police. It's a program of the Department of Police. It's not a program of the cluster. It's a program of the Department of Police. I'm not sure about the functionality of the program itself within the department, but all I know is that it's budgeted by the police because it's a function of police, it's a program of police. However, the issues that we are raising, which includes the backlog on court cases, which also impact on the overcrowding of correctional centers, comes from the point where you've got the police. Their responsibility is to arrest and report targets to the cluster. How many people have you arrested? You know, they arrest, just arresting, without necessarily checking whether the capacity to actually keep those detainees or criminals is still available. And the court cases that have been outstanding, that are not being dealt with at the court level, are dealt with. So the pressure of police arresting people in order for them to report more targets, that they do their job, put an unnecessary pressure on the correctional centers for overcrowding, also put an unnecessary pressure to the Justice Department of backlog in terms of their cases, because their systems are not the same. Police have got advantage to go in and arrest people. No, it doesn't take a long process. Whereas when you look at other departmental processes, like your justice, court systems, has got its own process that needs to be followed, which might not be similar as the police. But I think they are the better people to come and explain that, the definition of this program, how is it related to the integration process of the cluster as a whole, to achieve the problem of overcrowding, to achieve the problem of backlog in court cases, vis-a-vis them arresting people.
No, I think that maybe what we, in fact, what we have, the way we invite departments, we don't write a standard letter, one letter that you are invited to come and explain. We write individual letters so that each department is clear in terms of what is it that is required to explain on. I think that if then that integrated justice program means, my understanding means more than what the researcher is explaining, because the intention of government was really to deal with some of the issues that Honorable Mashego is raising, where the people are kept there and the police are delaying their investigation, and there is a delay of the date of the appearance of the person in court. That was the objective of this, what you call it, program, I suppose. But we have asked them to come and explain why there is under expenditure. Now, I think that if then that is the issue, they must tell us. Sometimes there are challenges in terms of coordination of the program or what. They must come and explain to us, and so that we know what is it then that they are doing to deal with that situation. But, honourable members, I just want to say, you know, Honorable Swart raises the issue of women and children department. Last time we tried to give them benefit of doubt so that they can put their house in order. But now on the third quarter, National Treasury also reports that they have not received anything about it. I think that it's high time that we invited them, and perhaps we can assist. I think the whole purpose of inviting people is not to embarrass people, but it is also to say, as Parliament, how can we assist them to deal with their own, what to call, situation. So that is one thing. The other departments, there are many departments that we should have invited, but we have not invited. We have not invited the Department of Education. There are problems which impact on our education. We have not invited the Department of Health. They've got their own challenges. But I think that our view, which I think that we share, because I have not heard anyone raising the invitation of those departments, is that when we deal with appropriation, we will invite them. There are a number of outstanding things. There are many departments that we could have invited if we had sufficient time. Some departments, Department of Transport, for instance, has spent 98% on its administration. Where are they going to get the money to continue with this? Life, I think we must invite them when we deal with appropriation. Well, ever since they got the what do you call the allocation, I don't remember a time where they have not underspent. They have always underspent. Maybe we should invite them, not now, during when we deal with appropriation, so that we can understand what their challenges are. So I don't know then, in terms of the department that we said we have invited, there's a suggestion that we invite the Department of Women and Children. Also I raised the issue of National Treasury also understanding. I don't know if you want to invite them now, or we say, no, let's invite them some other time. Any comment on that, on ourselves?
Well, I thought we agreed, Chair, that with each department we will invite a specific Treasury official who deals with that department. But later on when we do appropriations, we can invite Treasury themselves.
So, in other words, what you add in to the six that we have invited is women and children. So National Trust will invite them later. No. No, I thought that you were saying the women and children, we should invite them now. And then Treasury, we invite them later for appropriation. Is this what you were saying?
That's correct. But, Chair, for these departments that we're inviting now, the relevant Treasury official that deals with that department should be present here.
No, that's agreed. So is that agreement? Is that agreed or not? No, it's fine. Then I would not want to call it insist on national treasury at that time. What it's about, if they are keeping billions there of monies that they are not, what we call it, they are not spending. I would really have loved to see them being invited, you know.
Yeah.
In that particular one, I agree with you, and the official responsible for that program, I think they must come and explain to us. And also, Jeff, I don't know when we're going to call CETA to come here as well. Because without information, you cannot manage. And there's a lot of areas where they say that CETA is delayed. In certain instances, you'll buy stuff through CETA, they put their markup on, it's cheaper to go to Game and buy a laptop than buy through CETA. So the information technology systems in Treasury, they've been going on for years. All these things that we've got to be able to manage, brilliant systems to manage. There's no IT backup to give you that information. So we need CETA to come here one day to check. And then also on a lighter note, I think what we must do so that officials can understand what a billion rand is. Because, you know, we say billion like it's 10 cents. You know? I'd like the committee staff to get piles of paper and pretend that they're 100 rand notes. And these, no. Pile of paper to show what a billion rand is. And those officials must count that billion rand. When they finish counting, then they can go that day. They'll stay the whole day, the whole night to count a billion rand in 100 rand notes. It's a heap of money, you know. It's just like this, it's a billion rand. So what? A billion rand. It's like we don't understand what a billion rand is.
Well, we can call in the National Youth Development Agency to start with the 100 million for starters.
Now we. You know, honourable members, I also agree with honourable Snell that, you know, there are two programs which we have dealt with. We have dealt with these two programs with National Treasury. And National Treasury has never convinced us. One program is the Neighbourhood Development Partnership Grant.
And we've never been convinced. The last time we met, the official who was supposed, who deals with it, arrived late. She came late. We had already dealt with the program. But it's not clear, it's not understood by them. It's clear it's not understood by the municipalities. The report, the way they gave us the information that we got from them, that the municipalities are not able to accept this because they don't have the necessary capacity and what. But what it is that they are doing, if at the municipality level there is no capacity to deal with a program that is supposed to assist municipalities to develop their municipalities, and therefore create jobs and what is it that they are doing? Secondly, this infrastructure is the Infrastructure Development Improvement Program. All these programs are meant for job creation and improved infrastructure in those. It's not spent. Between 2 and 3 billion, it's not going to be spent for this year. I really want to call honourable members appeal that we invite what you call it National Treasury. They must really come and explain. But I think that explaining, it's not enough to explain that now we're going to have an understanding. I think the important thing to ask is what is it that they are doing to improve the situation. This is important that this infrastructure is developed in the province.
So it means that our program will go
up to Wednesday. What month is it? Up to Wednesday, the 30th, no? Mm.
Yeah.
I'm all right. agree on. I think this meeting then we have done what has achieved its purpose, and I'm not sure if we should be sitting here. Oh, there are minutes that I did not notice in the minutes. I saw them during the episode. But shall we then deal with the minutes? What are the first things that is the February? 15th February.
I propose we accept them all documents. I've written them, I need all the other members there too. That's the 15th and 17th of February and the 3rd and 9th of March.
Do you want any policies for
The only person that has had problems with it is Honourable Ramon Bacala, but he's not here for that.
I'm worried that he's not here because this thing seems to be running.
He's busy now, he's got many committees. He's got a coat.
He's got coat to do, he's a member of coat.
That's a third of March. The wash apology for Comet Lincoln.
So you want us to deal with this minute now?
I've also gone through these minutes, but there were certain areas in the minutes that reflected certain actions to be taken or information to be received. Maybe just on those we can have a follow up.
Which ones are you? Can you be specific?
The one with respect to Section 5 of the legal advice to be sought from Parliament on Section 5 of the PFMA pertaining to our quarterly reports, for one. And then there were some other, I'll check the other ones quickly.
Chair, if you could just look at page 5 of the first
set,
there are some of their decisions. And those are the decisions that need to be followed up, and we need to answer to that.
I think that also we, during appropriation, maybe we'll have to invite. One of the resolutions is saying it was agreed that National Trust discuss the impact of slow expenditure with regard to the rural household infrastructure grant. Would have on service delivery with blah 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 blah. Okay.
I really want to, in fact, thank the committee clerk for the clear minutes and for the fact that we've now got a summary of decisions, which is easy to check and easy to do, and that it was just follow up, but well done.
That's a pat on the back, Mr. Arons.
Comes from the
okay, so are we adopting the minutes of the 15th of February?
Yeah.
Are you proposing Honourable Sars? Honourable Mashir for second?
Support and also appreciate.
And appreciating the way the minutes have been written. well, maybe it's good to have a new blood so that we don't say that's not how we do things. Congratulations. Then the minutes of the 18th of February. Okay, is this the one about the legal opinion in respect of Section 5 of the appropriation bill? No, it's fine. Then in the next meeting we'll bring it. It's ready. I wasn't aware that it was discussed in this, what we call a meeting. But I think it's great. We'll invite them at the next meeting. The minutes of the... I think this issue of summary decision is a good one. It will also... I think it's in line with our resolutions of the strategic meeting to be able to have a tracking system, you know, of the issues that we resolve on. Because sometimes that's why these things just get lost somewhere, you know. Natasha submit an analysis to this committee in respect of what schools would benefit from the allocations under the component of the municipal infrastructure. Now, this one we're dealing here, just a correction here, is sports facilities, school sports facilities. Yeah. What facilities would be developed in the identified schools? What is it? That Mahatma has submitted an analysis to this committee in respect of what schools would benefit from the allocation under the P component of the municipal infrastructure grant, and what facilities would be developed at the identified school. Sporting facilities. But, Orosna, are you adopting with the amendment? Okay. Already. Second letter?
Yes.
Honorable the minutes of the 9th of March. Summary of decision that National Treasury be requested to provide the Standing Committee on Appropriation with information with regard to the allocation formula for certain conditional grants before the committee embarks on oversight. You see, this one, we also, I think that it was part of the recommendation of our report as well. But the problem with this one is broad. I think that's what we said. We withdrew it from those recommendations because it was broad, just to say, from certain conditional grants without specifying which are those conditional grants, because there are many conditional grants. That the committee section draft letters to the department in respect of committee's oversight visit and results and recommendation. Yes, that's why then next week we're no longer going on oversight. But maybe what we might want to know now is that have those letters been written to those departments? Okay, they must. They must go. I think it's a bit late. The last one is that the committee based its oversight visit plan for 2011 on the responses received. Not fine. It's the same, actually, is the same recommendation. Okay. Are we adopting?
Yes.
On staff adopting. Dr. Ravi, you second there? Oh, okay. So the minutes have been adopted then. It's fine, but we're not doing badly. I saw a committee, I attended a certain committee this year, and they were adopting minutes from July last year. It was a portfolio committee. Sorry? No, we have never had that kind of a situation. Well, on that note, honorable members, if we are done, thank you very much for coming. I hope that tea is not very cold outside. We can use it for networking to see outside. and the meeting stands as a...
No, but you know, this discussion must be part of this meeting, must not be outside.
No, 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 no.